Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are on the line with Visit Buffalo Niagara President and CEO Patrick Kaler. And Patrick, we saw that there was some interesting things happening with you guys as you've helped with the creation of a virtual tip jar for hospitality workers. Tell us about this.
Sure. Well, I saw a friend of mine in Savannah that they had created something very similar. And so we started doing some research, found a vendor, if you will, that has an app that allows for the transaction to Venmo or cash accounts for verified frontline workers, such as bartenders, wait staff, even hotel housekeeping staff, that people can actually give a tip to.
Who are these people? Are they all from Buffalo? Are they all, you know, service industry throughout all of Western New York? Where is it primarily located?
Yeah, so we have set up a Buffalo-centric tip jar, if you will, that includes employees who work in the service industry, specifically for Buffalo and Erie County.
How difficult of a time is it to try to ask people for tips? You know, what's the latest unemployment numbers? Like 6.6 million? A lot of people are losing their jobs.
Yeah, that is something that we definitely took into consideration. But we're also the city of good neighbors. We see lots of random acts of kindness. And so, you know, it's just another way to thank people that, you know, when we go into restaurants and bars and we have those, our usual servers, you know, just to keep them in mind during this time that they're not actually working probably full time or reduced hours with the takeout situations that many of these restaurants and bars are offering services right now, or they may be completely closed. But to just keep these individuals in mind, you know, when we go to the refrigerator to grab a beer or make a cocktail, or as we make our own dinner instead of going out for the evening, think about those individuals and, you know, go onto the app, see the person that comes up randomly, and just give them a little bit of something. The other option or opportunity with the app is to leave them a message too, just to let these people know that we're thinking about them. We're looking forward to the day when we can be back full-time, full-service, and seeing them in their place of business.
I know one of the people who helped create this locally is from Lockhouse Distillery over on the Cobblestone District, and I imagine, you know, after the NHL suspended their season, who knows whether or not there's going to be any more Sabres games this season. Usually that distillery's pretty packed, but obviously they are running into some tough times, so people typically going to Sabres games can still find a way to help out local businesses like that, right?
Exactly. Yes, it was started by Lockhouse Distillery and Longhorn Steakhouse, and they had about 100 people that were on board with their individuals and their names up there. And then when we stepped in through all of our channels, we were able to get about we're well over 300 people now that are part of the online tipping mechanism. And so, again, like you said, with the NHL season on pause, who knows what will happen with that. This is, again, just a great way to be able to give back to those people that work those front lines for us.
Pat, a little bit off topic, just wondering if you have any estimates on how much the coronavirus impact has impacted the Buffalo Niagara region economically, if you have a figure on it right now?
Yeah, it's too early for us to have a figure at this point. You know, it started for us in the middle of March, so even when we look at our March numbers, it'll be skewed because we did have a few weeks of bed tax, sales tax collections. We will be able to see what that percentage will be down when we get those numbers later in April. But we know that just looking at the number of hotels that are closing, the layoffs that we're seeing at the hotels and the restaurant and our service industry, it's just going to be very devastating.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.